face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The shot by Shin blocked in front by Chara. He's hurt.
Oh, it went off his own stick, and it came up, and it got him right in the face, and he is bleeding.
Is he ever, as he threw his gloves down, and the training staff is out to attend to 42-year-old Zdeno Chara. Looks like he got it right in the mouth.
Well, you see the way he skated off, too. His head was down. Visually, nothing wrong with his eyes or his nose. You just see blood dripping from his mouth. It could have just been a cut lip, possibly a tooth or two. I don't see any white teeth, but man, there's a stream of red blood. Certainly right now as the cleanup crew is going to work, scraping up that bloody ice and trying to get that shoveled off so we can continue playing.
By the way, thanks to our 2019 playoff presenting partners, Enterprise Rent-A-Car, BMO Harris Bank, Centene and Purina, along with all of their employees for their outstanding support during these playoffs and throughout the season. So they scrape up the blood from the blue zone.
Who the hell is that broadcast?
Okay, so that is the radio broadcast in St. Louis.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Guess what they do? In the second period, they swap out their play-by-play guy and bring in their TV play-by-play guy because he's off at this time of year.
Oh,
it'd be like,
oh, that'd be the day.
It'd be like the Sports Hub taking Judd and giving him the second period off and bringing in Jack Edwards.
Oh, and they also bring Darren Pangan, who does color for them.
And then they bring Darren Pangan as a third man in.
He was the guy who didn't see any teeth on the ice.
So it'd be like Judd out in the second period and Jack and Brick in, enjoying beers.
And Beersy still in.
Oh, that'd be the day. St. Louis.
Wow. Wow.
You didn't see any teeth on white teeth on
How
white ice.
How about that? How about that? So that's what was going on there.
Sheesh.
While that was all happening last night. You're like, wait, who is that? Do we have anything else that we missed from the St. Louis radio broadcast last night, or do we get it all in today, Jim?
Halftime? You want halftime?
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's have a listen.
Wait a minute.
That's a phenomenal 3 minutes of hockey.
Well, you said it all, Darren. And, you know, that kind of sequence, it can only lead to two ways. Either in your own net against for the Boston Bruins or a penalty. And right here we see a penalty.
2 minutes illegal check to the head.
Illegal check to the head. Time now for the Papa John's halftime report.
This is Hockey's Halftime Show, sponsored by Papa John's. Now, let's get Joey Vitale's thoughts on the first half of today's game.
Well, tonight's Papa John's Halftime, yeah. I wanted to talk about an impact player.
We're going to get some pizza from Papa John's. We're going to bring it in a booth.
Why are they doing a halftime?
Yeah.
So midway through the second period, they call it halftime?
Yeah.
What are they doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pizza, Papa John's
with the sounder too.
Hold on, everybody. Well, welcome to halftime.
The good thing is it's not forced.
Whistle.
You know, no, they're not to shoehorn this thing and trying to make something work that seemingly would never work. At least they're not trying to ram this down our throats.
Oh, like definitely not.
I'll give them that.
Like a Cowboys sponsored extra point. This PAT point after touchdown is brought to you by Cowboys. Do it. That's brutal. Yeah, get some pizza. Give me him again, Jim. Give me the reed.
What's that guy's name again?
That's a phenomenal 3 minutes of hockey.
Well, you said it all, Darren. And, you know, that kind of sequence.
You said it, Darren.
Can lead to two ways. Either in your own net.
I'm in. One and two.
I said, I was Okay. I was losing my hair.
There's another one.
I watched Iron Man 1. So
it's Brian Scalabrine, Fred Tutchers, Mark Davis.
Mark Davis, Mark's mom.
And John C. Reilly. Pick your role.
It's phenomenal. It's just like Cold Case Files. It's just like Cold Case Files.
Blend them all together.
You touch my drum set. You touch my drum set.
That's who he is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's a legal check to the head. Time now for the Papa John's halftime report.
Nope, there's no halftime in hockey, guys.
This is Hockey's Halftime Show, sponsored by Papa John's. Now, let's get Joey Vitale's thoughts on the first half of today's game.
Well, tonight's Papa John's halftime, I wanted to talk about an impact player, which we were already
talking about. I have a lot of thoughts I've been thinking, and these are my thoughts, brought to you by Papa John's. Shove it in your mouth. I was supposed to get my thoughts together during the last break.
Pizza.
But my stage producer didn't tell me that he's hearing me this, so I wanted to talk about this one guy. I'm going to talk about somebody else.
Dip your crust in a butter sauce.
So it gets upset if we have to go to a break after a good kickoff return or something. Like,
I get pissed.
Quick break.
Yeah.
This guy, they had that 3-minute rush. They couldn't get it out of the zone. And then the penalty. And they shoehorned that in right after that.
I'm going to talk about some guy from first period. I get pissed when we can't talk after a third down because Bob's got to do a punt read. This punt is brought to you by... Well, this player, Bob goes, this player returns this punt for a touchdown. He'll earn $30,000.
Oh, the best is what the people don't see is Bob just puts his hand up towards you and you stop cold.
Yep.
You stop cold and make a face every time. It's great.
Shut up.
It's nothing against Bob. He's got to get it in.
Yeah.
It's
not Bob's
hockey
fault.
Halftime show.
Oh, man. Let's jump back to your calls.
I like
Curtis.
The whistle.
Curtis and Natick. Whoa. Close the windows. We'll go back to you in a minute. Thomas and Norwood. Thomas.
How we doing?
Hey.
Man.
I just had a little bit of a thought that I don't know how effective it would be, but I feel like if they switched, I heard you guys talk about the lack of shots that the Bruins got on net, which I agree with, but I feel like that perfection line, because they know they're so good, they just pass all the time. So I'm not a fan of like sustaining it, but maybe if you switch just Pastrnak and like Backes, you open up more space. You know, you have a player like Jake DeBrusk who's more willing to grind it out. You have a player like David Backes on that top line. You know he's not offensively like as gifted as the other two. Give some space to clear out, you know, open up some shooting lanes. So I just wanted to know what you guys thought about that.
Okay, specific to the second line?
Shooting space.
No. Is that their issue?
I don't know.
They don't have shooting space?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Big bodies in front of the net, blocking shots.
I don't know what we can do to be more creative to help the second line.
I didn't understand the question.
I think that's like, what do we got to do to get the second line going? Sort of. I think they would have figured it out by now, if they had that answer. They get three pretty good players there. It's up to them to do it. It's on them. It's like we credited them the other night for sitting there, you know, talking through it and a big win. You're like, okay, they got it going. Look at them. Leadership. Yeah. Just talked about it last segment. More of that. Krejci's got to wake up. Krejci has got to wake up. There are times he's just on the ice and just looks out of space, like just not even engaged in the game. Like, that's a guy, when the lights are its brightest, is supposed to be at his best. You know, playoff Krejci. That's what you pay that guy for. You know, production. You know, shots. That's a guy who puts shots on goal. Jesus. Here we are relying on Carlo Krug and company. Coyle. Whew. Whatever.
Curtis and Natick, let's try it again. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Going back to Cassidy's the end of his comment about working for the calls.
Yeah.
I think if you asked him to elaborate on that, he got his dig in on the refs earlier in that statement. That ending part, that was on his own team. He was telling them they need to go out and work harder. You want to get the calls in the game, you need to be faster, you got to outwork the other guys. Those calls will come. But they weren't working hard last night. So I think he flipped that around and took a dig at his own guys.
Yeah, I thought that's what he was at least trying to do at the end. Hardy, you seem to think that he was still putting it more on the refs there at the end. I think he's trying to put it back on his team, trying to say the right thing there at the end.
He's trying to poke the refs, but ultimately he knows it's his, hey, we didn't play well enough.
The most scathing stuff was at the beginning. We can all agree with that.
Yes.
Yes. He basically called the refs in last night's games unprofessional.
He took the bait.
Passive-aggressively, yes.
Unprofessional. He didn't use the word unprofessional.
Oh, he'd like them
he
to be more professional.
The word professional.
I would hope they would be professional.
Yes. He actually used the word professional.
That's pretty
to call
good by Cassidy. A lot of people thought Cassidy being over his head at times.
Started off with a hollow compliment, saying that they were top of their game, and obviously they're in this spot for a reason, and blah blah blah.
Yep. Nick in Grafton's got a second guess at Bruce Cassidy. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Third period. Our guys were obviously winded. We're playing a guy down because of Chara. Why didn't Cassidy take a timeout?
I don't know.
I mean, everybody's giving Bergeron a hard time for not stepping up. Cassidy's the coach. Take a timeout. Regroup the guys. Give them a break.
It's almost like they forget they have a timeout sometimes. I've seen that in so many games over the years. Like, you know, there is one way to kind of gather yourself right here. Use that singular timeout. Go ahead.
Save it.
It's good. I don't know. Sometimes I honestly think I wonder sometimes if they forget about it because they're so rarely used. How many games would you say on average you watch that don't where no timeouts are called?
It's almost sacrilegious.
It's just the majority of the games I watch there are no timeouts called. And neither side uses their timeout. But the last night it would have made sense.
617-779-0985. The Patriots have wrapped up their day of practice as part of their mini camp.
Oh.
Which means the tweets are rolling in. If anything interesting pops up on that front, we will deliver that to you coming up next, along with more of your thoughts on the Bruins and Blues.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Mini camp wrapping up today. The practice of this particular mini camp practice. How many practices we got this week in this thing? Three. Today.
Unless they canceled the last one like last year.
Last year they had three. They only had two and canceled the last.
All right. So today, tomorrow, Thursday, three practices. Tom Brady was there. Did well from what I'm seeing. Do we have a sounder for our team? Oh, yeah. There you go.
Tweets from Minicamp.
At last, though.
It's still with us all these years later. Still here. What do we have? Anything good? Brady did well, huh? 17 to 23. Did I see that? No? No one else saw that?
Okay. Does all anybody right. have like Reese's time arrival? Like Mike Reese?
Sorry, I'm trying to refresh my Slack page. It was loading. It was loading. What's your problem?
Reese, what time did he get there today? 7:30. Brady get out of his car.
Tom Brady from Jeff Howe, Jeff P. Howe on Twitter. 17 of 23 in competitive team drills during the first practice of minicamp. Jarrett Stidham took all third team reps over Danny Etling. Bye-bye, Danny Etling. Bye-bye. Told ya.
Not Stidham look. You throw a good ball.
You just can't expect to keep your job when a team uses a draft pick on a kid.
So watch it. It's Brady, Hoyer, then it's Etling, and then Stidham's there at like number 58, I think. I think he's wearing 58.
High numbers. 58? Yeah. High numbers. Just missing looks, players looks so today. Awkward. Sony Michel, Patrick Chung, Austin Seferian Jenkins, Nate Ebner, Demaryius Thomas, Dietrich Wise, all missing.
Where's Seferian Jenkins at?
I don't know.
Like, he hasn't been at the OTAs.
Brady in 11 on 11s was 12 of 15, according to Doug Kide. And he's got different numbers. He's got 21 of 27 overall.
Tom, terrific.
Yeah, Jeff Kraus had competitive drills, so maybe it was some non-competitive drills he went 4 for 4 in.
Oh, throwing against air. Those are fun.
Doug Kide has the standouts as being Braxton Berrios. Of course, Maurice Harris and Ryan Davis, along with cornerback J.C. Jackson.
And that's good.
Juwan Bentley.
Jojuan.
No, Juwan Bentley.
Oh, that's right.
Linebacker. Coming back off Jojuan an injury. Johnson.
You have Juwan and Juwan.
Juwan. Evan Lazar has the play of the day going to Braxton Berrios on a diving catch down the right sideline with the teammates going crazy. He had a good day.
Attaboy.
Braxton. I know you roll your eyes, though, but that's significant. He didn't stand out at all last year.
Braxton Berrios did nothing last year.
So the fact that he's standing out already is a good sign.
He caught it. Tells you he had a good offseason, but I mean, it's only one practice. These
Mike Reese.
Only seen one
practice. Mike Reese has highlights from practice. His number one highlight, wide receiver Braxton Berrios, fully outstretched, hauling in a long bomb down the right sideline from Brian Hoyer. In seven-on-seven work.
Seven-on-sevens. What is this?
Spiked the ball in excitement as he got up.
Oh, my in God. Your face.
Seven-on-seven.
All right, but seven-on-seven on receiver. What's the difference?
Playing schoolyard ball.
If it was 11-on-11 for 7-on-7, for the receiver, what's the difference?
Here's what I would look at is how is he catching a ball compared to last year? Like last year, we were down at camp. I was disappointed in him because he did this. He cradled everything. Off the pads. Pads first, then catch. Pads first, then catch.
I'll be honest.
Settlement dude.
Do you know why this particular play wouldn't interest me for Braxton Berrios?
Why?
Is that the role you want Braxton Berrios for? No. No. Braxton Berrios on a long bomb down the sideline? That's not what you're grooming him for.
Grooming him for the slot.
Yes. What do I give a crap if he catches a long bomb down the sideline?
Sneak out on one.
In 7-on-7s.
Yeah. Spread him out.
How's he look over the middle of the field? Can he make a catch over the middle of the field? Is he quick? Can he catch a ball in traffic? Can he take a hit? Is he willing to go over the middle of the field? That's what I want to know.
Have you worked on his hands?
Right.
Ability to pluck the football and catch it in his fingertips. That's what I want to see.
Can he catch the ball and get absolutely bundled 8 yards down the field and still hang on to the ball? Can he do that?
Then spike it.
That I'd be impressed with.
Against the Ravens.
Then I'd get up and spike the crap out of that thing.
Do that in Baltimore on a 3rd and 7 and you catch it for 14 and first down. You kill the drive.
Yes.
Now, son, you spike it in the Ravens'
then,
face.
Then I want you spiking the
now
ball,
buddy.
Now we
got a player, buddy.
Yes.
Now we got a player. In your face, Baltimore.
Yeah. That's what I want out of that guy.
Rock Salt Foundation. Ravens.
This is going to be our new segment from now until the start of the season. Beadle and Zoe tell you why we're not impressed with anything that happens in practice.
I don't like that. No. No.
Why this means nothing.
Nope. Not doing it.
We'll read the rest of the Mike Reese tweet then.
Hold on.
Joe Tooney still at left tackle in team drills.
Interesting, huh?
But Isaiah Wynn on the field for individual drills.
Does that mean anything?
Yeah, it means
Tooney left tackle?
Means Isaiah Wynn not playing left tackle.
And Joan Tootie's a guy that hasn't missed a snap since having that boot on. You know, they're going to make a lot to do with wind in the boot and you know this and that and how's the foot coming along.
Yeah, feels like they need a left tackle. What it feels like. It feels like they're trying to make Joe Tooney a left tackle. That's what it feels like to me. N'Keal Harry, Ben Watts, and James White all spending extra time working with Tom Brady during the punt period.
Well, that's when Brady takes a guy over to the side. We've seen that. They'll go in special teams.
Well, sometimes he takes him to his house. Sometimes he takes him over to the side during the punt.
Normally a spot with Gronkowski over there.
Well, he's not there anymore.
Deion Branch and Troy Brown were helping coach receivers today.
It's interesting, huh? Because Former players being around.
Yeah, well, the Patriots don't have any coaches, so that's why they have to have these guys in on a part-time, per diem basis. Well, we don't have a full coaching staff, but, you know, like nurses, we bring them in on a per diem basis.
They're probably no kidding here, not even joking. They're probably helping Coach Joe Judge to coach, too, as well as the receivers.
Yeah.
Being on the field with those guys, I'm sure, is helping Joe Judge out.
Oh, sure.
Because, again, this time of year, the college coaching staffs have a light workload. The Iowa Hawkeyes coaching staff was also there today. So they're borrowing college staffs now as well.
Picking at your kid, too. Yeah, he loves Iowa.
Nothing from the mining school out in the Dakotas?
Oh, no. South Dakota School of Mines and Technology or something?
Travel costs. Significantly higher.
Yeah, so Iowa is there.
Tell
today.
What, that was a
you know,
Reese,
I mean,
Reese
that's
so
the Kirk
excited.
Ferentz connection
yeah.
is Iowa. That's
oh, yeah.
Why.
Well, Reese and I had breakfast right next to the Ferentzes at AFC Championship morning. About 10 o'clock that morning.
Only two songs on the Patriots practice set list.
What we lit?
First day out by T. Grizzly.
T. Grizzly, he gonna get you. Get you some.
And Enzo. By Enzo. DJ Snake and Sheck West.
Sheck West.
Is that the one with Offset?
With Offset, 21 Savage and
Gucci Mane.
Yeah.
That's like Lisa and Cult Jam
Gucci
with
Mane.
Full force.
Now, Zoe's a big fan of the Gucci Mane.
No, Sheck West. Give me some Sheck West.
Gucci Mane, as we know, Zoe.
Oh, yeah. Gucci Mane.
Can we hear that Enzo song? Because I want to know what song is so good that it required DJ Snake, Sheck West, Offset, 21 Savage, and Gucci Mane.
Do I have that video still? Do I have that video still?
I'm trying to get
it. I got to look for it.
I'm trying to get in your face.
Was that in Houston? Where were we? No, it was after the Butler game. We were in
Minnesota
after the Super Bowl last year. Gucci Mane comes out for one song. And the whole, it was late in the night.
It's gold coat.
And Zoe, towering above the entire crowd at the Patriots after party. I have a video shot from the back of the crowd, and it's just Zoe just dancing all by himself.
Yeah, that was Minnesota, right?
In a sea of people.
We can't play that song, Hardy.
What?
We can't play Enzo?
No.
Oh, it's just Zoe dancing. It's the greatest video.
Does it have bad words, Jim?
Yes.
Like, get up and out.
Who's responsible for the bad words? Is it DJ Snake or Sheck West or Offset or 21 West. Savage or Gucci Mane?
21 Savage has probably the worst mouth of that crew. I would say.
Based on dirty mouth.
Yeah.
Dirty.
Filthy.
Give me some clean Sheck West. Yeah. Come on. Do you have two chains?
Gucci Mane, I've heard of. I never heard of any of those other artists. I don't.
Why is Sosie in the lobby?
Is Offset a singular person, or is Offset like a...
Offsetty, like the Yeti?
No, Offset.
I've been chilling while I'm willing.
DJ Snake.
Our intern says Offset was part of Migos.
That explains it. Thank you.
I thought Migos was a singular...
Very helpful.
...singer. I didn't know Migos was like a group. Migos, I thought, like... It's like Migos is a person, I thought.
Nope. Like Migos...
Gucci Mane's a person. 21 Savage
is a hip hop group.
Migos.
I thought Eagle Eye Cherry was a group. Eagle Eye Cherry is a man.
Who's the guy that?
Did you know that?
It's his real name. Cherry.
Eagle Eye Cherry.
Who's the guy Mr. Kraft hooked up? Got his ass out of jail.
Meek Mill.
That's Meek Mill. And I thought was an actual mill in Pennsylvania.
Don't come tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow I'll be gone. Yeah. Save tonight.
We can play that song.
Fight the break up. Is that on the?
Mini camp playlist?
No, but it should be. Eagle Eye Cherry. Oh, cue that one up, Jim. What other hits did Eagle Eye Cherry have? None?
You know
that had to be it, right?
You know what that song is an example
Swedish?
Of?
Eagle Eye Cherry was Swedish.
Yeah. That song is what I call a mood stabilizer because it's not going to change your mood one way or the other. If you're depressed, you'll stay depressed. If you're in a good mood, you'll stay in a good mood. It will do nothing to change your mood. That song is a mood stabilizer.
You and me. And a bottle of wine.
See, this is one of Reese's favorite parts because he sits there and he smiles.
You're far too familiar with that song.
I just Googled it. Yeah, I just remember it. I just Googled the lyrics.
Apparently, they don't have another song because when I put it in our system here, it's that and then Mr. Jones is the other option. And
for
No Rain by Blind Melon.
For who?
For Eagle Eye Cherry.
Oh, so they just songs
they covered Eagle Eye Cherry.
Nope. No. They just don't even have any other options.
Wait, did...
Is the second option is Mr. Jones.
Is Save Tonight in there?
Yes, that's one.
I'll play it when we play it.
What a crappy system
is this? I
want
to hear that one now. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a good one, Art.
Oh, this is my jam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo, yeah.
St. Louis should open up the pregame with this
one. Oh, man.
Chicken noodle soup, y'all. Gary Clark, I'm going to stare your television down.
So you think if you're depressed, you remain depressed on this one? Here comes the bottle of wine line.
And a bottle of wine. There we go.
No, not yet.
Come on, get to the
there you go.
Get to the chorus, damn it.
I don't think we have time. Headlines here, and then no more Eagle Eye Cherry.
Come on. I can feel it.
Why?
Come on.
Save tonight. Fight the breakup. Come.
Hardy has headlines. I have a stat that's going to make you feel better about the Bruins for Thursday night. It's going to make us all feel better.
I don't feel bad.
Is this a big game? Big game Thursday?
No, Hardy. I don't feel bad. You don't feel bad. Yeah. I'm going to make you feel even better. How's that sound?
Right.
Make you feel even better.
Turn that frown upside
down. Turn it up, Jim. Already has headlines.
Turn it off, Jim.
And we'll get back to your Bruins calls.
Turn it off, Jim.
Save tonight.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Sports Hub app.
All right. Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
Why?
Hey, tonight.
Is this you getting back?
No.
Who sings this, though?
Me go.
No.
No.
No. You know who this is? Nina Cherry.
Eagle-Eye Cherry's
sister.
Eagle-Eye, where's your sister?
You're the money man. The money. Make the money, Eddie Money.
Oh, she's got flow.
Oh, boy. 617-779-0985.
Speaking of songs.
Yeah.
Did you hear Country Roads played yesterday during a game?
I did. Really jacked up the crowd there, didn't it?
They love it. They love them some West Virginia there in St. Louis.
Do they ever. Just started this season. Brand new tradition. They just started.
Hey, it works. That'll get a crowd going, though.
Just started doing it.
It's a good one. But trying
late January.
Telling you. Get ready down to Carolina. Will Greer.
I don't care for this team. I don't either. Care for the fans.
I don't care for any of it.
What do they do well? Like as a city? Like it's okay, you got that arch, you're the gateway. You had to import Patrick Mahomes and T. Kels. He's T. Kels now. He's not Travis Kelce, he's T. Kels. Because he waxes his eyebrows. Freak. So Mahomes was there. T. Kels is there. Gretzky.
Oh. Don't get us going on Gretzky again.
When did he get black hair?
Breakdown at first period.
When did he get black hair? When did Gretzky have black hair?
I don't know. He's,
ever.
He's dying his hair.
It's black. It's
he
like jet black.
Hair. He dies his
now,
hair.
You know, right. Janet tells him to do that, so he
dies his hair.
Back. So what? That was a hell of a breakdown by the Hammer in between periods. John Hamm.
He wasn't bad.
He was actually better than somebody.
He's better than Gretzky.
He's not a fraud fan. He's you could tell he actually.
He was talking about pucks in the zone.
Pays attention.
That was during the intermission.
Yes.
Okay. I saw that he was coming up. I was so uninterested in what John Hamm had to say. That's when I went and watched last night's Jeopardy. And I fast forwarded through it.
And?
Perfectly. I made it through. It was a perfect amount of time to watch Jeopardy, fast forwarding through the commercials, then come back and catch the next period.
So the librarian hit on a daily double, I heard.
The librarian was phenomenal. It was literally one of the best games of Jeopardy you will ever see. Like, I think between the three of them, they missed like two questions the entire game. Everybody, even the guy in the middle who didn't get a chance to ring in hardly ever, whenever he did, he knew what he was talking about. I mean, that guy was on top of it. And the librarian was just solid and buzzed in, you know, just a little bit before James did on one. Got the daily double on the next thing. She didn't bet crazy, but she had just enough to be ahead of him when they went to Final Jeopardy, and that was that. That, but the people who said that, oh, he threw the game. No, he didn't. What are you talking about? It's like people watching the hockey for the first time last night and then saying that all hope is lost. Did you watch Jeopardy one time ever in your life? You think he threw the game because he didn't bet at all in Final Jeopardy? If he bet at all, he still would have lost. That's it. You notice how they have these weird bets? She bet just enough so that if he bet at all, she still won by a dollar. So what he did was he played the odds. He bet just enough to where she got it wrong. He would still beat the other guy if he doubled up and beat him by a dollar.
This is what people had missed there. He had someone else that was close to him last night going right into the Final Jeopardy. Most nights he hasn't had that.
So he was
Most nights he's been able to throw it all out there and risk really not losing.
He was in
been able to go into Final Jeopardy, say, I'm going to wager a boatload because I can't lose here.
I can't lose, but he was in second place last night.
Yes.
So what? Well, you didn't bet at all. He was trying to throw. No. He was guarding against the third place guy. As I said, all three of them were really smart last night. So, well, if she's not dumb, she's going to bet enough to beat me if I bet at all. So I'm not going to bet at all. The guy's a gambler. The guy's a professional gambler. He knows what he's doing.
We have some breaking news, and it answers.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It answers a question that Zoe asked just minutes ago, and I'm now wondering if he asked that question knowing the answer. You asked a couple of minutes ago, where's Austin Seferian Jenkins?
Yeah.
Did you know the answer?
No.
You should. Oh, no?
Did not.
You didn't know the answer? Is he lying to us, Jim? I think he's lying to us. Field Yates, 38 seconds ago. He's smiling. 38 seconds ago. The Patriots have informed veteran tight end Austin Seferian Jenkins they are releasing him, per league source.
Fred's been 4 hours today talking about how good he was going to be.
Who?
Fred.
Fred Tutcher?
Yeah, because he's a former Jet. It just gets worse for Jets and former Jets. Like Le'Veon Bell's doing his little Instagram thing. Hey, man, check me out. I got the 2-6 on. I'm ready for it. You know, so you know what's next.
Sure, we won't hear anything about Gronk after this report. It's only going to stoke the flames. Whether he's coming back or not, it's going to stoke the flames.
Well, that's another tight end off the roster.
I've always said Gronk was coming back. I don't know what week.
Is that why you were smiling?
No. I don't think you're getting any announcement anytime soon.
Why did you ask us where Austin Seferian Jenkins was?
It's kind of odd. He hasn't been around. Hasn't been at OTAs.
Freaking liar.
Hasn't been at OTAs. Like, vanished.
Minicamp, day one, we already got one from Zoe.
And Fred.
One of these weird things.
Oh, where's he been? Where's that Jenkins guy been? I don't know where he is.
Yeah, Fred said he's going to be really, really good in his offense. He's going to surprise you. You're going to bet low.
Is this a Fred thing?
You're going to roll low bet. No. Oh, no.
Another one of these Fred things.
This had nothing to do with Fred. I just got chuckled on the way in.
Because he was talking about it this morning.
This morning, today.
That's the timing is funny.
The timing is extremely funny.
Well, he didn't work out.
They've had some issues.
It didn't work out.
Who had some issues?
I think the team with him.
Who?
Yes, he has. He's hasn't been at some OTA things.
The team in Seferian Jenkins.
Yeah.
Rap Sheet leaves the door open for a return.
Feel free to tell us any of this stuff as it happens.
I don't know.
Like,
I mean,
a few weeks ago.
I don't believe it. I don't. It's some of it's hearsay. I mean, it's not documented. It's not.
Oh, really? Ian Rappaport at Rap Sheet on Twitter. The Patriots are cutting tight end Austin Seferian Jenkins, source said. He's taking a step away for a month for some personal issues, and the team will release him as he does that. We'll see if he comes back to New England or anywhere.
He's been away. He's dealing with some things. So.
What's he dealing with?
Unbelievable.
I don't know.
I hope
another tweet comes out so we learn more.
Yeah.
Every time something comes out, we learn more.
Every time we get a tweet, he's always willing to say a little
more. I can't tell if you're purposely sabotaging your own show or if you literally just
forget.
Why would
I sabotage my own show?
I don't know. I don't know why you wouldn't say this stuff. I got word that he's been cut.
I'm just saying, hey, there's some stuff going on there.
Okay, well, that's information.
Keep an eye on something, that's all. Not saying, hey, they're going to outright release the guy because he's asking for
it. You didn't tell us to keep an eye on that. You just said, where has he been? Like, I know. I don't know where he's been. I haven't heard anything.
Non-existent. Okay. Yeah. That's all.
That's not all. You can't say that's all when it's not all.
I told you. Somebody said, Brady, it's like he's been here the entire offseason. Walked right in. No issues. Like, right in. Coaches are talking to him. Everybody's talking to him. Head coach is talking.
Oh, people talk to Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Oh,
hey,
we're
doing good. Let's go.
Well,
Get a huddle up and running. Here, do this. Make this call, that call.
I would find it news if people weren't talking to Tom Brady.
So who's playing tight end?
We make such
four.
Right now?
Who's the tight end?
I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't
weeks
laugh
one
too
through four.
Maybe we shouldn't laugh too much at, because Ben Watson's suspended. But they better have to go out and get somebody now. Do you wonder who they're going to get?
No one's laughing at him or the situation. We're laughing at you, seemingly knowing about this.
I don't know. I think it's extreme possibility that he's back midseason. The big guy. That's always been in play. Oh. Never body's fully retired. Gronkowski. Everybody's like, oh, he's done. You look at the body. You look at the size. He didn't have to work out. That guy could put the pads on. Know the offense like that. Step in and play.
He's not
week 10
back.
Stop it. Yeah. Ben Watson be your good blocking tight end. He'd be your pass catching one. Flex him out. Yeah.
Okay, Austin. Here's the thing, real quick.
Like all the other teammates, respect his decision, right? All the former teammates. Hey, that's Rob's decision. He looks great, and this and that. Then we're not saying, yeah, he's not coming back. You never hear the definitive. He won't be back. Let's move on. You never hear that. So what's going to be interesting is Thursday night. He'll be there, right, at the ring ceremony. I would assume so. You know, and there's stuff and like grumblings like, oh, he left the Patriots hanging, you know, how he handled it and, you know, the cap, and they could have went and got other guys out there, could have made a run at the kid from Oakland, all that. Yeah. So we all going to be friends Thursday night or, you know, something to keep an eye on. Rosenhaus now all of a sudden, you got the Florio report. It's, yeah, this has to do with Rob being in the building too, you know, for the buzz off, the cancer buzz off. He's done it for 8 years. You know, he's still continuing to do all his community stuff around here. The big point is he's still around. And it's going to make questions about his return resurface. Question about retirement. I'm sure he's tired of it. I'm sure he really doesn't have an answer right now. I'm telling you, that kid's going to get the itch. He's going to get the itch to play.
The Bruins, here's my stat to make you feel better about the Bruins.
Yeah.
The Bruins are 5-1 in the playoffs after a loss. In terms of the response, mentioned this earlier, they have responded every step of the way. 5-1 following losses.
How's the Blues, though?
Do you know what their scoring output has been?
Yeah.
In the five wins after losses?
Ass kickings.
25-10.
Woo.
25-10.
Especially with Thursday being a big game now.
Thursday's a big game?
I think you guys are
I don't think so. I reject that. Today's takeaways are next.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's
sweet. Okay, today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. They've heard your request and are now opening a location in downtown Boston next month. Find that location nearest you at Awaken180WeightLoss.com. We don't have much time here, do we?
No, let's get right to it. Right. Today, we were talking about Gary Clark Jr. Didn't go over so well on TV last night. A lot of complaints about it. It's too bad.
Terrible.
Very talented guy. Mm. I'm a fan. But last night was not good.
Music.
I can admit that. You compared him to Samuel L. Jackson for some reason.
Looks like him.
Yeah, which led to this.
What's the tie-in? I don't know.
He looks like that guy in, what's that one movie?
I don't know that one movie. I'm not sure. Not sure.
With, never mind. Pulp Fiction. Julius.
Julius?
Ma, that is a tasty burger.
You think he looks like Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah. He does. Do you mind if I have a bite of your burger?
I don't think he does.
Say what again?
Okay. All right. Hardy has headlines.
Hardy gets it now.
I really do.
Hey, at least I didn't say Morgan Freeman.
No, I know. That's usually your go-to black guy.
I cannot. Come on, I'm not the black guy. Like, he looked like Samuel Jackson with the glasses and the beard from the movie.
First, you compared him to Hendrix, you know.
Well, his music sounds like Hendrix. No, his riffs sound like Hendrix.
It's a little bit about the black guy.
A little.
Say what again?
It's not all about the black guy.
It's a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Say what? Do you mind if I have a bite of your burger? What's the name of that burger?
It's
it's
a Big Kahuna burger.
That's a
Hawaiian burger joint.
Mm. I come with fries.
There's no mention of fries anywhere in the script.
His name was Julius, right?
Yeah. What drink was it? Nope.
A root beer?
No, it was a Coca-Cola product.
Oh, Sprite.
Yes.
Sprite. How about taste your Sprite? All right, we're back at it tomorrow. Two more days.
Good.
It's talking about a big game.
Yep. Felger Mads are coming up next. They are all back and locked and loaded, ready to go.
Murray looks all bugged by something.
We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Coffeehouse kid.
Have a great rest of your day. Bye.
All right. See you guys.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG. It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
Straight away to Marchand. His shot gets blocked out of the zone. And then one of the Bruins checks into Bennington, and you can bring out the Zamboni. First ever win on home ice in the Stanley Cup Final for the St. Louis Blues. A 4-2 win over the Bruins that ties the series 2-2. And we will go to Boston with a Stanley Cup Final becoming a best of three.
And that's where we are back in Boston. Felger and Maserati here from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester the day after the Blues tie up the Stanley Cup Final at 2 games apiece. Maz, Murray and myself, Stu and Billy Lanny behind the glass, a fully loaded program. We are landed and ready to go.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.